Keep it a secret.
The secret service.
Okay, we are up to Daf Kuf Nun on the bottom, and let's start learning. So basically, Mar is giving a number of different things that have called the chasim. That are called the chasim. Eved and so on and so forth. Eved is also including the chasim. Interesting, we bring an example of a case of a papa that had 12,000, we told a shirt called the chasim, $12,000, and 2 days ago in the Gemara we had another case with the Rav, exactly. They're always, 12,000 seems to be the denomination, which sounds like very serious money, that he used to use. Very difficult story to understand Rav, how he was so eager to get a hold of that money. Mm. He was upset for why somebody told the halacha out to the world. As Tayson asked, why didn't he himself keep the halacha? And nobody would have said it, he should have known. But anyway, then we're up to here, Mustafa Shtaris. Shtaris is also considered the chasim, a contract to buy something is also considered a state. An asset. Amar Rav Gizchak Shnei Shtaris, saying that two laws by Shtaris. Amar Zachu B'Sadazel Leplaini. If he says B'Zoichid this field, then he says because for lo yes a shtar, they wrote a shtar to enhance that person's right over the field. Chayze B'Shtar Veinu Chayze B'Sadazel. He cannot change his mind about the field once the guy was Zoichid the field on behalf of the other guy. That's it. That guy owns the field, you cannot change your mind. You know, through a Kenya Sudra, for example. But the shtar calls mind, he didn't write it, he could change your mind. But if he said, I'm a Nasha titulizer shtar, I'm giving him the field on the condition, right? In other words, there's a shtar that's going to make the field kainer. Then, choyze bein b'shtar bein b'shtar, yechrot them both. Rabchi Abarovin Amar Abhune, Rabchi Abarovin said, Abhune, Shloisha shtar, and you say that two dim shtar is a third dim shtar. Tehanidama, too, what we just said. That you can change your mind on the star, and if I set a condition on the star, then you can change your mind on both. You didn't write a star without the other person involved, but if I'm only hurting myself, for example, a vendor writes a star that I'm going to sell this property to Yankel, even though Yankel didn't agree yet, if it ever gets lost and gets found, what are they going to think? That he sold the star, so he says he's basically hurting himself. If he doesn't mind, then why should we intercede? We learn, we write a star to the Meicher, Ava Pisha Ein Lekechim, with him. Since this man was a kainer in the karka, if the lokeach went ahead and was made a kinyan chazaka, for example, in the karka, or kinyan chazaka, whatever it is, he is kainer the shtar wherever the shtar is. He's kainer shtar wherever the shtar is. Zuhi shenit, the shtar becomes tuffel, secondary to the karka. Zuhi shenit, we learned the chosim she'ein lehem achrayis. So what are we referring to? The nechassim and the chayis a star. There's another. There's an eye. The star is also an asset. Niknin im nechassim she yesh lehen a chayis. How through kesef star halakha? But you claim the star itself. The star is a document to support the sale. Here the sale purchases you the star itself. Behem dikir nechassim and animals consider an asset. That now we learned hamagdish nechassim. Somebody sanctifies his entire estate. Included in his estate, there was animals that are suitable to be brought up on the Mizbeach. What happened to these animals? You're donating all these for Beder Kabayis. What happens to the animals? Do they go to the Beis HaMikdash Mizbeach or do they go to Beder Kabayis? So that you had a machlekes there. One opinion is everything you have, you turn into money. You sell it. You sell the animals for someone else to bring in oil, zohar, and the kavi you sell to somebody else to make behemoth. With the money, you give it better kabbais, like you said. However, this opinion says that the scharim themselves become oilers. You don't sell the scharim from money and convert it to money, and the money you better kabbais. Since it's a zohar and it's wrote in oil, it goes straight to them. You cannot, usurp the rights of the base of the mizbeach, and it goes directly to the mizbeach. The kavis. That you machru l'tzarech chizif chishlamim, then a kevi sell to someone who wants to bring a karmel shlamim. With that money, you donate it to the Beder Kabayis. So we see from that that's called assets. Birds, ikir nechasse. Birds are also considered part of your assets. Now we learned hamakdish nechasse. What are you making? What are you making sacred? Your entire estate assets, and included that would be birds. Oil, the eifers, and birds. So therefore, we see that they're all included. Tefillin, ikir nechasse. Now goes a chiddush. Tefillin, which lechayin is a mitzvah. So you might think because it's a mitzvah, it's not really mine. However, rule mitzvah is lav lahanis nidnu, so that's something that's really mine. And it's nevertheless, feeling like I said, your assets that nan hamakdish nechosav. If you missacrifice your estate, malin light feeling. You need to include the tefillin, then you have to redeem it back for yourself. So we see that tefillin is considered a personal asset. And as Rashbam says, because you wear it.
But
What's the state we're coming to establish? You're saying that it's nechassim, it's not...
Nechassim is assets. When I say assets, does that include holy things like tefillin, books? The answer is yes, even though it's a mitzvah. But, and the Rambam said, why? Because you wear it. What iboilu sefer Torah am I? How do we treat a sefer Torah? Is it an asset or not? Kivan, Kivan, the lame is davin. Since you cannot sell it, the asel is vune. You know, asel sefer Torah. Therefore, lam the chasu is not really yours. Ideal, makivan dimizdavin. You could sell it. Lum mitoyda v'lisa isha. You're allowed to sell it. Limited to these two cases. In order to learn Torah, to marry a woman, nichse who is considered your nechassim. Take who? So what's the shaila? So the Rashbam learns the shaila is since the sefer Torah you wear and sorry, the tefillin you wear, a sefer Torah you don't wear. So it's actually an asel. Rav Shalom. Or do we say that because you can sell it, it's considered an asset? Hard to understand exactly what the two, what's the two sides here. So the cheder may be the pshat like this. How do we understand a sefer Torah? The fact that you cannot sell a sefer Torah at all, what does that tell us? That's not yours. What does yours mean? Yours means that I have the right to give it or sell it to anybody I want. Here I can't. Is it I am the chasim at all? I, the din is that I can sell it for lilma Torah lisi. So the pshat that is, not that it's, not that it means it's mine. It's not mine. But the Chachamim, since Hefke Bezen Hefke, Chachamim gave you the right to sell it for another mitzvah. Is that a pshat? Well, they said no. The Sefer Torah is mamish yours, like anything else you own. But the Chachamim just put an iser into place that you're not allowed to sell it for anything but these two. So the question, how do we view your relationship with the Sefer Torah? You donate it to a shul, even though the halacha is you're allowed to take it back. It's still your Sefer Torah. But is it really your asset? So if you make it holy, does it really become when you say, if you say I'm makdish sefer Torah, then there's not a question. You just mean makdish my assets. What happens then? When you makdish sefer Torah, you makdish your rights you have in sefer Torah. And what's my right? I can sell it for Lisa Isha or Lil Mateda. So I'm giving that right over to the Beis Hamikdash. Let's invite Simon Zutra Imed Amram Metate Achvaser Abtuvi Veradim Mira Yosef. When you learn this Gemara, you're going to see we had a few Gemaras past as well. How I'm a Royim, not only were business like anybody else, but there were business shocks like everybody else. If you can put it that way.
They were just discussing that before.
Yeah. Tosfos asked the question, I don't understand why Rava didn't follow the halacha without saying anything. If mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, and he has to do it regardless.
That's the thing. That's the Meiri says that he's upset, not that they're trying to take away the $12,000. He's upset that they're trying to take away his opportunity to give back the Yerusha of the from the care.
Okay, but this long traces here gives reasons why Rav himself didn't do it, because he found loopholes.
Exactly. So he wanted to hang on to it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's Bamlins and Tasis for sure. Yeah, and he says mechadish the mitzvah kind of a mess is according to one opinion, according to the read, is only if you say tenu. If you don't say tenu, everything you say, then you don't have money here for this guy. That's not mitzvah kind of a mess. Hey, back to here. Ime, the mother of Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, the mother of Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. Now we had a concept called mavriach es hameches. Or Rav Yehavri meches, you're hiding money so you don't have to pay taxes. You're hiding money from your husband. This woman's getting married to a man. She has a lot of money. She doesn't want that this man will, if she pitches a man, all the money will go to him. So she takes all of her money and gives it over to somebody else. Here, I'm getting married, hold on to this money. Anyway, so Imed, he wrote all of his assets to Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. In other words, the mother gave it to the son. Why? Because the boy loves Zutra Bar Tuvia. She's marrying Rav Zvid. So she's marrying to holy people. Into the Shemar of Zvid, Vigarshan of Zvid divorced her, which happens, I guess, quite often then. So he divorced her. No, so Asila Kamed Rabbi Barabaya. So she took her son to Dintayda. Her son refused to give back her money. The son said, you gave it to me. So she said, I gave it to an Asmach, I'm going to remain married, and I'm not. So they went to Rabbi Barabaya. Omar, he said, Mishum in Subi. The whole thing was he told your son, you didn't get married. Vayinzmi got married. It was his for them. So therefore, it became his. Where he had this expression a few times, because you're from Eli HaKoin, who came from the city of Mamaloi, because you know Abaya and Rava both came from Eli HaKoin. You're saying things that are Balmum, you're saying things which are incoherent. Afilu lemando mavrachas kani. Even the one who says, if you're trying to hide your assets to give it to somebody, that person is kine. Hani mili hecha de legal yedaita. That's what I'm talking about. You didn't tell them the real reason why you're giving them this, these assets, so therefore it's a valid kinyan. Aval hocha gal yedaita de mishum yisubiu. He clearly said, the only reason I'm going to get married, and I don't want my husband to end, but and therefore I'm going to get married to what? And I don't want my husband to end with my assets. Now that the husband is dead, the husband will never end with assets. Of course, he wants them back. But so the husband is no longer a threat. If the husband no longer poses a threat, give it back her assets. So she had a bekoch of the son and so on. He made the Rambam Bachamim, the mother Rambam Bachamim. This is interesting. It happens a lot of times. But urt at night, kasvin al chosil Rambam Bachamim. At night, she wrote over an entire estate to her son Rambam Bachamim, and then. Betzafer in the morning, Kasavit Rav Ukva Chama. In the morning, she changed her mind, wrote it to her other son, to Rav Ukva Bachama. So the first will was written to Rami, and the next one was written to Rav Ukva. Also, Rami Bachama, the count of his. The first one went to Rav Sheshes. Ukme bin Chasir, he said, the first will is one that counts. If she dies, then it goes back to the first will. Also, Rav Ukva Bachama, Kavanach, Rav Ukva, Rav Nachman, Ukme bin Chasir. Rav Nachman said, he goes to the second person. Also,
the second one cancels the first one.
That's right. Also, he's going to Rav Nachman. Normally, my time will come. My time will come. The Rabbanu, the Shem, the Chumash, Rav Nachman. Why did you rule against me? Why did you rule the second guy gets it? Imushum the Hadriba, because you're arguing that she changed her mind. But her Shchiva, since she died later, then the very first matana she gave as a Shchivera is the one that's activated.
If it's already given away, you can't give it to the second person.
Yeah, goes, if she survived, then we know that all of her everything she gave away cancels is one thing. But here she died, which means that whatever she said as a shchimina remains intact. So the first matana, the first will that she wrote, should be the one that's active. Yeah, because we know that matana whatever kiksuvin ukumisuvin dami, they're given over.
So once it's kosovo moser, there's nothing for the second person.
Yeah, that's the question. Since she's given away entire estate, had she recovered, there would be no giving away because she gave her entire estate, which means obviously she's doing it only because she thought she's dead. She's dying. In that case, she has a right to change her mind, even if it's a gift and she dies. Says the said of Sheish, if she wants the money for herself so she can change her mind. Who said they can change your mind by giving it to somebody else? I'm the fader Mishmuel. You're right, it's not a deek. He told me clearly. If you change your mind, you can change your mind so your second son gets all of it. It must be that we're either follow Yechel Ben Bruko, who says that you can choose one son of the others, because otherwise everyone should get equal amount. Or we're talking about a here, it's a matana rather than a tzava.
If it's a matana, then it's not kosher musa.
It is by shchimra or mitzvah machas the mess. We had yesterday matna shchimra. The difference if it's b'mitzis or if it's a whole. If it's b'mitzis, then it's ilavod. You cannot change your mind. But if it's a matana, where you give away all your estate. We said before that you don't need a kinyan. We had a machlev. You need a kinyan like a body. Yesterday tomorrow.
Yeah, it's interesting. In the siman.
Sorry.
In the siman that I give the gadzutra. Next
Okay, next one. He made it up. Amram Chassidah, the mother of Chassidah, Havli Malaygla Shtarah, had a whole batch full of Shtarah documents. Ki Koshach, when she's dying, Amrle, Heve, La Amram Bari. I want Amram, my son, to have it. Osi Achvel, the Kamram Nachman. So came along the brother of Rab Amram for Rab Nachman. They said to him, now that she died, she said it, but Rabbanu didn't make a kinyan. So therefore, let's divide it equally. He said to them, the words of the Chimera, as if they're recorded.
So
I
don't need to make a kinyan.
Exactly. Therefore, she said before she died that she's giving it to Amram. That's it. Amram said he gets it all. The what?
Didn't he know
that? This is the whole discussion here. Where are you getting it from? This is where we know all this from.
No, but the Abba Mina was he hasn't made a Maisa Kinyan yet, so maybe we can still chaperein and take some part of it for the other side.
We're talking about a Shechimer over here that either is a Kinyan, there was a Kinyan, or if there's no Kinyan, she gave away all of her assets to Rabbi Mechassidah. So he said that it's a Divish Shechimer like a Shechimer Shechimer Davini, and that's good enough. Says the Gemara, Achted Rav Tuba Rav Masna, Kasin, the Chaz Rav Tuba Masna, the sister of Tuba Masna, they gave it all over to her brother Rav Tuba. Bitzafra in the morning, Lefanyel and Nachmita in the afternoon, also Rav Achdvuba Rav Masna. She had another brother, Rav Achdvuba, he found out. Bachla, he cried. Everyone says, he cried as follows. Everyone says that Tubi is such a big Tamu Chacham, and you're going to prove them right by giving him all the money, giving me nothing. So Amal Hashta Amrim, everyone will say that Mar Tubi Rabbanan, Umar, like Tubi Rabbanan, he's a rabbi, I'm not. So instead of dividing it equally, because he wrote it all to him. So again, so Rav Tuba said it's all mine. I was first. We just said a minute ago that if you can change, stand up, change your mind, you can change your mind by will. You can always change your mind by will. The sister of the Rabbi Yosef had a parcel of land. The Pardis called Amos Davin Chosher. Every time she got sick, she thought she was dying. Having Machni Nella, she gave it over to Davdimi. Then as soon as she got better, then Havi Hadraba. The thing is that a Shechimera that gets better, if you give away all your assets, if you give away only some of your assets, the difference in a Shechimera and a Mitzvah Machas Mesa is, the only difference is, by a mitzvah, a shchimera by mitzvah. If you give away only part of your assets, then if you get better, what do you call it? It unwraps by mitzvah machas mes. Sorry, shchimera by mitzvah does not unwrap. Only shchimera if you give all of it away. If you give part of it away, whatever you gave is a good giveaway. A mitzvah machas mes, which is not the same thing. A mitzvah machas mes. Then we say that if he recovers, no matter how little or small the parcel of land is, it all goes back, unravels. Because he said clearly, mach mas meis. So what happened was, Zimnacha, the one time, Chol, she got sick again. Shol Chalei, she sent for her brother, and he got sick and tired of running over and making through the whole thing, and then tomorrow, she's well again. Talk, Connie, come and be kind of the land. Shol Chalei, be'ina, I don't want to. Shol Chalei, she sent him, talk, Connie, come be kind of, call Heich the boys, do any system you want. I'm not going to change my mind. You can do anything you want. Ozzily went, shied. First of all, he made sure that she didn't give him everything. So Matana Mixus. And so then it's unchangeable. And the Kokonri. Plus, he made a Kenyan. Yet, Kikaimo, she got better. But she changed her mind again. Now, the shied is what happens. Ozzily came, Rav Nachman, Shogle, Rav Nachman sent a message to Rav Dimi, come to me for the Taita. He refused to come. He said, I have nothing to answer. Oh, Shaida. First of all, she left her behind, which is the one that it's that leaves her mind and means you can't change your mind. It's waiting to the Kodimun. I met a Kenyan. Shalakle, he sent back to him. Eloi Osir, I'm not a very tough guy. If you don't come to the Machina Lucha, I will smack you with silver with a strap. The Lay Mava Dama doesn't produce blood. In other words, I'll put you in Chedim. I'm not going to the witness. Said, tell me, what were the circumstances behind this this offer? So he said to the witnesses, "Heichi havi maisa." What actually happened? Amalu said, "Amalu, this is what she said." Hachi, the following words: "Vay dekam misa." Oh, I'm dying. Oh, hachi to this woman. So what did she say as a preamble before she gave it away? I'm dying. No, what is this? This is not a shchivana. This is a mitzvah machas meis. And what is it done by mitzvah machas meis? Everything gets unraveled. If she gets better, even a matana b'miktsas. Amulim Kane, have you mitzvah machas mitzvah? Mitzvah machas mitzvah chayzer. My friend, I can't help you. Itma, we learned matna shchira miktsas. Matna shchira miktsas. What about if he gives a matana? Okay, not that you're losing against his children. He's giving a matana b'miktsas, and he gets better again. What happens there? So he said. So he did not make a kinyan, and we learned before that if you leave a little bit of karka, the matana is a valid matana. Because we said before, matna shchimena b'miktsas, whatever he does is valid, even if it gets better. It's only a matna shchimena, I gave away the whole thing. But if shaya karka kosher, we learned before, if shaya karka kosher and it gets better, it stays, it remains a proper kinyan. So matna shchimena b'miktsas, because why else would you have left some property for yourself? Because you're still thinking, I might get better, I'm going to leave it for myself. Is that I? You think if I get better, but whatever else I give away, is it proper giving away? So Ma'atchir Rabbi Mixes, and Amru Rabbanu came to Rabbi Mashmei Mazutre, Rabbi Nachman. So Rabbanu said before Rabbi in the name of Mazutre, the son of Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Mashmei, the name of Rabbi Nachman. Harei he ke matnas body. You hear the following words. In one respect, it's like a matnas body. And we'll see in a second that you cannot change your mind. And another respect, that you don't have to make a kinyan. You cannot change your mind. Why did you leave for yourself some property, some other assets? Because you thought if I get better, I have something to live on. So therefore, whatever I am, the rest I can give away. So I'm like a matna's body. How is it? How is a matna shchibra the mixes like a shchibra that you don't need a kinyan? You don't need a kinyan. The fact that you said it, you don't have to make a kinyan for it as well. So the Gemara, however, the Rav says, didn't I tell you, don't throw empty vessels of Nachman, or in the Gemara and Tesis and Babas, we had, don't associate empty people or empty heads to Rav Nachman. I bet you, in fact, this is what Rav Nachman said. Harei he kematna's body, just exactly in every respect like a matna's body. If he gets better, it doesn't unravel. But he does need a kinyan. Well, boy, a kinyan, he does need a kinyan. And that's why he doesn't unravel if it gets better. Because there's a kinyan, they have two strengths here. You have a kinyan and you have a shir. But if you did not make a kinyan, even the guy dies, you're not going to get the mixus. Even the guy dies, because in a matna shchivana, a mixus needs a kinyan. When do we say you don't need a kinyan if the matna shchivana completely? But if the mixus, that means he's fully within his faculties, you got to make a kinyan. Then we'll write it. Ace of Nachmer, always have Nachmer question. Shayer karka kosher, who, if he leaves behind a little bit of karka, it says in the Mishnah, if you leave a little bit of karka and then he gets better, matanosa kayamis. This is the case of matchira mixes, and we're saying what? That the matana, if he gets better, is kayam. Now, what's the question? We all said that, but the question is, did he make kinyan or not? L'cheide, my love, the l'chonim and l'chonim, the Mishnah is talking about just he gave it. It doesn't mean he has to make kinyan, so how come Rabbi says you have to make kinyan? My love, the l'chonim and l'chonim, that he wasn't kohen, says no, Rabbi, no, who said? L'chonim and l'chonim, you know why the kinyan remains intact? Because he did make kinyan. Says the Gemara, Ihochi Eim Masefer, read the end of the Mishnah. It says there, but what happened? L'chonim and l'chonim, kosher. What happened if he did not leave any karka behind? If he did not leave any karka behind, there's no valid matana. Yeah, if he didn't leave any karka behind, he gave it all away, then if he gets better, the whole thing unravels. Now, we know that a shchibra does not need a kinyan. Because he either konim and a, but if he was kinyan by a full shchibra, amai ein matnasa kayemes, why does it unravel? L'chayri made a full kinyan, so l'chayri by a shchibra, when you say it unraveled, there was no kinyan. So if in the second case, no kinyan, by the matana mixes, also there's no kinyan. Amalei, no, you're right. Hochi, amashmu. Ashchibra, if kosav kol nechosav le'achedim, if a shchibra writes an entire asset, no person is going to live without any assets. If he wrote all of his assets, it's quite logical and plausible to say. The only reason why he did it is because he thought he's not going to live anymore. So therefore, if he does come to life, then the whole deal falls off. I don't care the way the kinyan, nothing make a betos. It's like a condition. It's like he's, you know, half a piece of konu, even the medikinyan. Amad, if he got better, chayzer, the whole thing unravels. Why? Because be yedua, we know, we can ascertain, shaloy hoya, that he was not so generous and giving everything away, kinyan ella machas misa. Because he thought he was going to die. What's the raya? Because he left nothing to himself. Nobody leaves nothing to themselves. So even though he didn't say clearly, it's not mamash tzivim machas misa. Because the Tzivim Machmisa, he says clearly, I'm dying and I'm giving this away. That's called Tzivim Machmisa.
But his actions make it obvious, though.
Obvious is not saying shimura. It. Sorry? Every Tzivim Machmisa is a Shchibra. In the Shchibra itself, there's two Dargit Madregas.
But the one that says Machmisa is going to be a Shchibra also to when you say the Machmisa, they're saying I'm going to die?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a Shchibra and say I'm
going to die. That's right, yeah. If he's, you know, then regardless what it is, even a partial, the whole thing gets unravels like he made a condition. If he's not mitzavah machas misa, the stam shchibra, that only if he gave all of it away. If he didn't give all of it away, then we say faket. He thought that maybe the chance I'll survive. Nevertheless, eitzved amishas rov. Amishas rov. A question. Maisa. There's a story. The iman shal b'nei roichel. There's a story. The mother b'nei roichel. She was a chayla. She was sick. V'amru, she says, Tenosin kivenosi libiti. I want you to give the thing, my thing that keeps my very nice piece of jewelry that keeps the two sides of my garment together, fast my fastener, and I want to give it to my son. It's worth, sorry? To my daughter, yeah, sorry, why would we give it to the son? And has the weight of Shneim Asamana, it's very valuable. Then the Mesa, she died. and the Chachamim carried out her words. Why? Hosam the mitzav machamisis. Considered that she was luchayda. This is matana mach. This is a matana b'mitzis. And we learned before that a matana b'mitzis needs a kinyan. A matana, the whole thing does not need a kinyan. Remember what Rabbi said before, that matana b'mitzis needs a kinyan. Needs a kinyan, and over here there was no kinyan. Is a raya to what? Is a raya to Rabbi. You don't need a kinyan at all. Because we said before, machlekes, if a matana b'mitzis needs a kinyan or not. Here it seems you don't need a kinyan. It's a question. It says in our Mishnah, get to my wife, which are and he died. Then they didn't, and you give it yet. You can't give it after he died because there's no relationship between the woman and the husband that you can still sever, or the eved. Tenu man leplani. He said tenu be zeiche. Give it to that person. Be zeiche now. The mace he died. Yitin lach mace because they're already zeiche now. Umemai. The like do me to get luchayda. It seems from here that he didn't make a kinyan because we're giving two examples, a get and we're giving an example of money. My get la bar kinyan. The case of get, there was no kinyan. Av hainami the like over here also there was no kinyan. So luchayda, here we see a shchivra. You said a shchivra needs a kinyan. Here we see a shchivra does not need a kinyan. You said before a shchivra needs a kinyan like a body. And here we see, you don't need a kinyan. So he says here, again, nothing to do with this, not shchivra. This is talking about a case where it's mitzav machal misa. And therefore, you don't need a kinyan, mitzav machal misa. No, but she's saying, I'm dying in here, that's why I want to distribute my estate. The moment she says, I am dying, she links it to that, that's called mitzav machal misa. And if you don't need a kinyan. Now, who would ever show up, mitzav misa, but alma, by a kinyan. I disagree. I hold that a matav misa also needs a kinyan. V'chitane hani masniyot. All these braces, which seems clearly that you don't need b'mechalek kol nechasev, distributing the entire estate. So then matav mach mitzvah, distributing the entire estate, you don't need a kinyan. Dahi matna shchivra shavya. If you distribute only bits and pieces like the letter, you know, the fastener or something like that, then maybe you need a kinyan. But the reason why over here we don't need a kinyan because that's all she owned was that the fastener. And if it's all she owned, then become like a shchimra. Hilchasa, the halacha is as follows. Matnas shchimra b'miksa, shchimra. That's giving out matanas, not leaving something behind for themselves so they think that they have prospects coming back. Boy king. So then you need a king. It's not yet a final will and testament. Then why do you give everything away? What are you holding back for? Obviously, you believe in your mind, or you have such a strong emunah that you'll get back again together. So if it's a regular kinyan, make a kinyan. V'ava gav the mace, and then even if he died, it does not get undone because you knew you were cool and calm and composed and you knew what you were doing and you gave it away. But mitzava machas mitzvah, even though it's a mitzvah, if you're telling them, look, I'm dying, I'm giving this money away, even though it's not all my money, is number one, like, boy, kinyan, you don't need a kinyan. It's like a shchivra.
Even if it was Mishaya Mashu.
Yeah, talking about Mishaya Mashu. You don't need a kinyan. And v'hu the mess.
Taka went and died.
It eventually died. Amad Chayzer Afgav the Kadminei, and he changed before, and he says it that a Metzava Machas Mitzah, the Mitzus does get unraveled. The Metzava Machas Mitzah does get unraveled. So in one sense, it's like a Shchimura that it gets unraveled, and in the other sense, it doesn't need a kinyan at all. So it's exactly like a Shchimura. Exactly like a Shchimura, only a kinyan. Okay, see you tomorrow, Mitzvah.